Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Antivirus protection expired.
Fuck off.
Dude, our John McAfee antivirus trial has ended, and that's some serious shit, man. We gotta support McAfee so they can bail him out.
Huh?
Boys, it's me, John. Dude, he's crazy. I just fucking... Have you ever, like, looked stuff up
about We talked him? About this before, but, like, I feel like I remember people in the comments being like, this is fake news.
John McAfee legit got... No, dude, have you not seen the videos? He's like a drug lord.
He's a drug lord? Here. We definitely talked about this recently.
No, I know I brought it up because probably again because the McAfee protection that came with our stupid recording laptop for this podcast. Every time we start recording, it's like, hey,
you need to renew your shit, please, buddy.
Like, why does that
if
come
you don't
pre-installed?
Renew your shit, I might have to. I don't know. We might have to play hide and seek with your loved ones. here's a clue.
Like, throws a shovel on the ground.
John McAfee, I swear I'll renew.
Just the idea of them sending, like, oh, he personally comes.
He personally comes, yeah.
I just love the idea of, like...
On your face, you fucking blonde-haired buffoon.
See, that's something that would be...
I brought it up, your blonde hair.
Oh, thank you.
I just had to bring it up to set the timeline. For now, that episode 220 is when
the blonde begins. Yeah. Should Dawn start drawing? That would look so weird. Just blonde hair on the red.
Blonde
character.
On pink.
Okay, wait. Just for those people saying this,
you keep
was
saying
fake
your
news.
Character's red. Your skin is pink. It's, the yeah. clothes are red, right?
Yes, my skin's more pink. It's like a. There's not like a name for that shade that I
pink?
Know of. Well, it's not.
Would
like,
it be pink?
Pink is an over-encompassing descriptor.
It's more pink than red.
It is more.
It's more like bubblegum pink.
The reason I say red, actually, I don't know, man. Like color theorists, I'm sure there's one or two that listen. What is it? What? Explain it.
And I don't have a good history with colors as well, so because people keep calling me out. Not no. Yeah, I have a problem with the no. Like as in past Let's Plays. I have said things are yellow when they're orange or some shit. I was like,
I remember
is
that
Ryan
once.
Colorblind?
I remember that once, and it's people got legitimately concerned you were colorblind.
Yeah,
guys, I think Ryan might be. Guys, we need to email him. We got so many emails about that. I was like, I think Ryan should get tested for being colorblind. By the way, for those fake newsers, on October 6th, 2020, John McAfee was arrested in Spain over tax evasion charges.
But that doesn't say he's a drug lord.
Well,
like you were saying, like he's this fucking.
Have you seen the pictures and videos he's posted when he's in like South America and shit? Where he has like, he'll show like a table that has like, pretty sure he's showing one that had like, there's like guns on the table and there's like a thing of Viagra and like.
Is it illegal to own either Viagra or firearms?
No, you can own both those. So I guess he might have been doing some,
You know, just you know, there are a lot of Southern gentlemen out there with tables of guns and Viagra bottles, just all throughout their house. Are they drug lords?
Usually, yes. Dude, you know what we should honestly do next time? Like, we have a guest over that's never been here before. We should literally set up the house like that, so like everyone's just a table of guns and shit, and like things that look like just massive bags of coke. And we don't mention it, but when people come over, they'll just be like, What the fuck?
Can every, and then when they walk into every room, can we have a different, like, bucket prank prepared? Like, one's water, one's, like, cement or something.
Dude, that would fucking
wet
hurt.
Wet cement.
Dude, that wet cement, if you inhale cement, you die. That's, you're supposed to, that's why you have to wear a mask when you mix it and pour it, because the fumes.
Masks don't work, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess, honestly, construction workers, next time you pour cement, take that mask off. You don't need to wear that.
Yeah, it's a
it
conspiracy.
On your lung, inside your lungs is cement. So
it's actually the origin story of, like, it sounds like the origin story of a Spider-Man villain. He inhaled cement and became Cement Man, which technically is what Sandman is.
That's not, dude, that's a good idea.
He fell into a generator filled with sand and then became the Sandman in Spider-Man 3.
Why was there sand in, like, a nuclear generator?
It was some, like, science. Spider-Man's always some scientific shit. And so they were just doing a big science thing for some, I forget the reason. It was just a big science thing. And the criminal falls into it, and then it starts spinning, and then his DNA gets fused with sand.
With sand DNA.
With sand DNA. And he becomes the Sandman.
Dude, the Cement Man thing is good. Just what's his power, though? Because, like,
he can turn into cement. Like, so, at an instant, like, Spider-Man goes to punch him. He goes, maybe cracks him a bit, but it hurts Spider-Man's hand.
You know what? That's good. Yeah, because I was like, you know, what's his ability? But I guess the fact that he's literally made out of cement means that, you know, he's very strong on the outside. So if someone goes to punch him, like you said,
and if he can
can't stab it.
If he can shift shape, then he can, like, shift shape around Spider-Man, so he's a lot more heavier when he swings and shit.
Ooh.
Really drag him down. See, yeah. I just 100%ed Spider-Man. See, I just 100%ed Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Did you beat the part with Concrete Man?
Yeah. There's no Concrete Man. There's the Rhino.
What's he do?
Runs into things. He wears a giant... It's a man in a giant kind of, like, rhino leotard, like, onesie.
Really?
Essentially, yeah.
I feel... Yeah, right now you could also bullshit me on any superhero and tell me anything that's not real. And
I promise the rhino's real.
No, I think I've seen it.
Rhino. He was in Amazing Spider-Man 2, played by Paul Giamatti for, like, 5 minutes.
From Big Fat Lie?
Yeah. It was weird. He was blue in that one, too.
Is he blue as the rhino?
I think for some reason it was accidentally in his contract where he had to appear blue in every single movie he was in after Big Fat Liar.
They score him that deal and they're like, Paul, we got the movie deal of a lifetime. Oh, yeah, give it to me, please. And
the kid with Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh,
and the Amanda Show girl. Right? Wasn't it her?
Amanda Bynes?
Yeah, wasn't it Amanda Bynes
with
Agent Cody Banks in that one?
But he was probably just so excited that they made him sign something, but they were like, we're gonna make this guy the blue guy for the rest of his career, and he's going to be our biggest client.
I need to find out if I'm fucking this up about Amanda Bynes. Where's my phone?
It's between the cushion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I gotta look up Big Fat Liar on IMDb real quick. And y'all are here for this adventure.
Dude, I followed Amanda Bynes on Twitter recently because I was like, oh, maybe she'll follow me back.
Did she?
No, she didn't. So that's my... Oh, she's 34. She's 34?
Oh, shit. She's Jackson's age.
Half of Danny's, too.
Yep. It is Amanda Bynes. Oh, shit. Donald Faison?
Who's her?
Was in this movie?
Oh, let me pull that up.
Sandra Oh.
She's that comedian, right?
No, she's this woman. Who was on... Was she on Grey's Anatomy?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What was she on?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's, yeah.
I never watched it, but my mom always watched it.
My dad and stepmom watched that.
My mom stopped watching it because I think she quote said it started becoming too sexual and it was just about sex. And I was like, well, I didn't think a lot of people were watching the show for like the medical information.
I remember, did you ever have a phase where you were just like addicted to just like, okay, the medical show I was addicted to, for example, was House. I just got, there was this era probably a few years ago, probably within like 5-6 years or so, that I just started binge watching House. I never finished it, but the show takes some weird fucking turns.
That show was the one show because I would watch, it was on Fox.
Yeah.
I would watch The Simpsons every night, and I'd always see the commercials for, like, new House. And it never like struck me, but I was like, does anyone actually watch House? But everyone knows what House is.
Kumar's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What, like,
what do you think? He's like, oh, my name's not fucking Kumar. I worked for the White House. I had a career outside of this. I tried
he
to.
He did?
Yeah. He worked for the Obama administration, I think.
John Cho?
No. You're thinking, that's Harold.
Oh, fuck.
I'm saying Kumar.
Oh, okay. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. How was House though? Did you like it?
I'm not going to go back to it, but at the time I was enjoying having something to watch while I ate a lot each day, I guess.
That was Lost for me, dude. Lost.
I couldn't get into Lost.
Oh, I love Lost so much.
As a kid, I was actually the reason is because I was such a baby. Still am in certain aspects.
You're scared of the smoke monster?
I was scared of the polar bear.
I like how
I didn't
want to
watch
this massive smoke monster that like eats people.
I didn't know about the smoke monster. Is that from the first season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought the first season was all about like the plane crash.
It is, but in the first season they also discover that they're not alone and there's also some weird like paranormal shit. Like that and the polar bear I guess it is paranormal.
There's no like climax with the polar bear, is there? Doesn't it just show up dead one episode or some shit?
I think they're just like I don't remember this specifically, and I'm going to come up with this off the top of my head, but I'm going to guarantee that episode ends where, like, it does a close-up on a character. It's like, but answer me this. Why is there a polar bear on a tropical island? And then credits. It's like, you know, for the suspense. I bet if that scene
didn't
exists,
they boof
I'm
going
to be so happy.
Didn't they screw it up?
Lost?
Sorry, yeah.
Some people say they did.
Did you watch until the finale?
I did.
And did you like everything?
I think I missed a few episodes in like the two last seasons here and there because I wasn't like a dedicated watcher, but mm-hmm. I did watch. And when they aired the Lost finale, which was such a fucking big deal on TV, I watched that live.
Because Lost is what sprung J.J. Abrams to fame, right? Or like to more the spotlight.
Yeah. And you could see I think J.J. Abrams, you can go back to Lost and see he still had some pretty bad ideas.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like that just came out of nowhere when everyone's like surprised if J.J. Abrams makes something dumb. I'm like, well, go look at Lost because that is.
Well, there's the whole thing that I think Red Letter Media mentions it and other people that are just well-versed in him mention it, that J.J. Abrams is all about his like mystery box where he likes setting up these mysteries and these questions that are. They're very interesting and enticing, but they're so interesting in certain aspects, are left so vague that your imagination will always surpass whatever he can follow through with. So it's never going to like actually be like, whoa, when something's revealed.
Damn, dude, if I were him and heard that, I'd be like, God, that's a fucking roast. No, but Lost has like, I guess it never was fully realistic, but it starts getting into like shit with like time travel and like interdimensional shit and nuclear bombs and stuff and like asteroids. And it's crazy. I wouldn't say it's like,
I heard it really veers off.
It does. It really does.
Also,
the cast is literally like 70 people. Like the cast.
Don't they just die off quick, maybe?
Would they die off and a lot of new people always show up?
But isn't it all about like a multiverse too, where like people are dead in one universe, but they're alive in another one type of shit, maybe? I don't know. I haven't seen the show. I'm literally just guessing.
You're right. That is because the show always has like two types where it's like them on the island and then it'll always show flashbacks of the character's scenes so you can like learn about their character growth. So it's flashbacks before the crash. And then like a couple seasons in, they're like, what if instead of just looking at flashbacks, what if we just say fuck it and just show like, you know, like if we disagree on an idea for this character, then you can have your little bit and show what would happen, you know? So they just started doing like multiverse shit and it was weird. It's very confusing.
I just don't think I can watch something when the hype's not there.
Ryan.
Specifically I'm talking about Lost, not in general, because like, I feel like Lost was all about the hype at the time of like the show where it's like, oh, did you see the plane crash episode? Oh, it's the bear, dude. We got to figure out what this bear's doing and this fog monster, as you mentioned. But like now that I know that it ends poorly and the sentiment is, oh, that really fell off. Like it's really hard for me to get into it.
This is going to be a really unpopular opinion, I think. Or maybe not. I don't really know what the collective gathering opinion is, but I didn't hate the Lost ending. I thought it was, and obviously I won't get into it because you haven't seen it and I don't want to spoil it for people, but like, I think it was on brand for the show, you know? I think people were expecting some like crazy, like end of movie Avengers climax.
Well, I think possibly people's problems with it were not just the ending, but
the lead up.
Yeah, the how it got there. Because as I said, the sentiment that I hear most of the time is that it just got confusing and it was hard to keep track of things. And not just like you had to be smart to pay attention, it got like stupid confusing.
Because they throw so much at you at once, like all these characters with backstories, all these different side stories. So mm-hmm. It's just weird.
Timelines, blah, blah.
Well, let's do this. Because both of us are, I guess, staying home for Christmas in LA this year.
We are.
We're going to be bored. Come over. We'll get high and watch all of Lost from start to finish.
Okay. No.
I was about to be like, would you really?
No. No way. I'm trying.
Dude, I promise you'd get into it. I do. I really do.
I don't think there's a show right now. Oh, wait. I'm watching The Mandalorian right now. I think season 2 is a lot better than season 1.
Sounds like an Armenian last name.
What? Mandalorian?
Ah, oh, man. Yeah, man. This is going to be my first Christmas that I'm not like home with family and I'm just like an adult by myself.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid that I always thought about that where I was like, oh, whoa, like there's going to come that Christmas where I'm a grown up now and Christmas is bye-bye, like how it is now, how I love it.
You create your own Christmas.
I know, I know. Like, it's not a sad thing anymore.
It's just like you're not having it with your family.
When you're a kid, that
anymore.
Seems like, you're like, that's going to suck.
Well, I'm excited. I miss just waking up, being like, you know that feeling when you were a kid?
Oh, my God, I couldn't sleep.
It was just kind of like, or just any day, or like a field trip day, you'd wake up and it'd be like a normal morning at first, and all of a sudden you'd remember that and you'd actually spring out of bed.
Dude, I wish I could just wake up with that enthusiasm every day.
I know.
That would just be the best.
If I could be like, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm good, I'm great. But I'm not
going on a field trip.
But I'm not happy. Well, I'm generally.
Yeah. Would you say you're a crippled depress? That's not how you say that.
What?
A crippled depress sounds like it would be like the, what's the type of word I'm thinking of? Like the descript, like, you know how there's a...
Explain it to me like I'm 5, Matt. R/.
Someone with crippling depression could be a crippled depress.
Oh,
right?
True.
Does that make sense?
It's like a shortcut. So you don't say it all the way.
It's like the noun combined with the adjective. Right?
Yeah.
The English for you. It makes a lot of sense.
It's good.
Yeah, man. But I had some real bad crippling depression like last month, but this month it's better.
Yeah. I think it's just more of like a just a steady just beat for me.
Yeah, I mean it's heavily because of COVID for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh. Mine comes and goes in like waves where I'll have like a really good period and then like a really shitty period and then a really good period and really shitty. So
I usually do like retail therapy and like it makes me feel good for a bit. Like I'll, like recently I got the new Spider-Man game and I was like, yes, I'm so excited. And then I 100%ed it because I'm a fucking lunatic when it comes to grinding games and just sucking every little morsel I can as soon as possible.
I mean, the fact that I still am fucking blown away every time I even think of the fact that you beat Cuphead like 15 times, you beat Sekiro like 11, I'm like...
Eight.
But oh my God, dude. Like, that's dedication.
That's just called... I think that's just addiction at that point. No, well, it's a hobby.
The definition of addiction is when it...
Interferes with
your life, like your personal life.
My life is gaming, bro.
Yeah, then you're good, man.
My most recent grind, it took me, I think, a little over a week, maybe. Yeah. It was a it was in Sea of Thieves, all right? And there's this curse called the Gold Hoarder's Curse, which your character, there are curses you can get in the game. So like one would be like the Order of Souls curse, which makes it look like you're just constantly crying black tears. It's like special things that you can get to customize your character if you, that you're rewarded with if you do certain things. There's also like a curse that you can get where it looks like you're cracked in lava and you're filled with like a red glow, like you're a demon.
Some nice cosmetics.
But the one that I went for and finally achieved is called the Gold Hoarder's Curse, which means, okay, so there are 9 voyages in the main story, like tall tales that they call them. So that would be the main story. And you have to do all of these. You have to collect all of the journals in all of them, and then you have to complete each one 5 times. And like sailing from island to island in Sea of Thieves can take a bit.
You did all 9 of those 5 times?
I did.
Damn.
I stayed up sometimes to like 5 a.m. I'm like, no, I'm fucking grinding out this.
Damn. Impressive. How long did it take?
Now I have gold hands. I have a gold face. I'm like, I'm epic.
That's crazy, dude.
I'm very proud. I'm so proud of myself.
You should be.
You know?
That's dedication.
This is an achievement that I feel like I should beckon from the hilltops.
Well, here's what I'll say. You might be like, I tried so hard at a video game, so I shouldn't be proud of myself. But the fact is, it doesn't matter what it is, Ryan. You still tried that hard and you did it.
Yeah, there are people out here, you know, working to progress civil rights. There are people working to progress the divide between people understanding and sympathizing with the trans movement. And then there's me, who stays up till 5 a.m., to grind out a cosmetic curse of a game that will eventually, as the years progress, as every game does, will wither out.
Well, not just that, but you're pretty outspokenly against those other things too.
Oh yeah.
You know, not just not doing it.
It's a joke. I'm a bigot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, I think the final
I didn't know how to, if I was just gonna continue like, yep, I'm a bigot, and then like just continue to say just like bigot things purposely.
Because it's like if you just agree with the joke and move on, there's always those people that are just like, oh my god, he just admitted he's racist.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm a bigot. I'm imagining just a bigot that's so proud but gleeful, like, yep, I'm a bigot. All right. Yep.
Born and raised, baby.
I absolutely am.
Look, okay, if they can be bigots against me, why can't I be a bigot against them? It's equality, my man.
It's all chipper, dude.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks,
but I said the final 2 episodes of Eric Andre, I think, came out. Or
I don't care. I'm kidding.
Dude, I wish that you would actually like that, dude. I would not be able to work with you, dude. It'd be impossible.
I haven't seen any of this newest season, although you did tell me that there's a departure. That's unfortunate. Did it ever come back?
I don't know. Was it actually a storyline? I haven't seen the last 2 episodes of the season. They came out on Sunday night, last night.
It's crazy how he would just like, because it doesn't take long for them to film a season, I would imagine.
No, I don't imagine. And his stuff is all just in studio stuff.
Mr. Burris.
Yeah, Hannibal quits. In the second episode.
Are you sure it's not a bit? Because it is Eric Andre. Wait, does he quit on the show, Eric Andre? Or does he just not show up the next episode?
I don't remember, actually.
Because that would give it away, maybe. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
Well, the episode's called Hannibal Quits.
Well, there you go. I feel like he comes back.
Here, well, I found nothing new about him coming back. And the
okay,
know, so I think he really did.
Damn. Well, if they were gonna do it, they did it in an episode, which is pretty cool. I don't think. Did they do a sketch where Anthony left Smosh?
They should have, dude. Did they not?
Where they get angry, he's like, I quit, and like people think it's a joke, but like they just like. That's how I would like to end Super Mega.
We gotta end
like
in a
fake,
joke.
Like a fake, like big beef.
Because I think that there will naturally come a time when we decide to hang the hat up on Super Mega, but I want to make sure it's not just like, all right guys, thanks for the support, see ya. I want to do it in some like stupid like prank. Some big fucking like, okay, how about this, we start a timer from today.
I was about to say, how about, okay,
365 days, every day we upload a different fart. And then on the last day, the last fart will display itself and will be heard. And then we delete all of the farts, so they'll never be able to be heard from again.
I call that shit Unus Anus. That's genius. That's really genius.
God damn. Could you imagine that, like, that grind?
Oh, yeah.
Like, was it a video a day?
Video a day. Really puts us to shame.
Well, duh.
Whoops.
I mean, they also have their personal channels. You know, they had a side project and they created Unus Anus. We had a side project and none of it's visible.
God damn it, Ryan. Why don't we just fucking grind? Why are we not grinding?
Because
why are we depressed little stoner kids?
Because God gave us one thing, and that's to be epic. But he cursed us with a simple dash of stupidity, where we just get stupid about, because we're just like, fuck. Oh, I'm so sad. I'd feel better if we put out stuff. Then let's just not put out stuff because I'm sad.
it's a
cycle.
It's a cycle, man.
We're actually releasing more stuff now.
I legit think that the happiest periods of my life are when Super Mega is like flourishing and we have like so much.
When we were grinding.
It feels good. And if we both took care of our health and we both took care of Super Mega,
yeah,
things might be real fucking good.
the
fucking obvious answer.
My entertainment room right now is filled with McDonald's and Papa John's right now.
Fresh?
They just got delivered. I gotta go.
See, man. my room has never been not cleaned this long. Like, it's not necessarily dirty, like messed up, but it's just like I'll clean it like half.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, that's good enough for now. And then it gets fully dirty and then I clean it from half. So it's never been this long without being like, God, when I get home today, I should just fucking clean my room. If dude feels so good cleaning your room, you know, it's one of those things.
I'm sure that'll solve it. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that I haven't seen my mother's and father's face and gotten to hug my parents in about a year. Literally, I will not have actually gotten a hug from my parents, and it breaks my heart to say it. It legitimately does, for over a year. Like, I miss them. I miss my family, and I miss my friends. And I miss, like, you know, Gray, Hayden, Jack, Bradley, all Patrick, all the group out there in South Carolina. It's like, it sucks. I'm out here. A lot of people have moved back home, too, or just moved out of California, or just... We're also in quarantine, so you can't really see anybody.
It's quarantine.
I live by myself with my dog. I'm all of my social interaction is mainly through work and then talking to like my friends online, like Ross or Justin or Kelly, or texting back and forth every now and then with you. Or, you know, it's just been very lonely this year. It's sucked. And it's just not made me a very productive person. And I hate that that's the excuse. And I know that everybody's going through this, but I have to say unfortunately, I don't think I'm as strong-willed as other people that I see able to kind of work through it.
Way to be a buzzkill, dude.
I know.
I'm kidding.
No, but
no,
like,
I fully, it's the fucking dude, like, because... I always thought that like depression would mean that I'm like sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm sad. But for me, I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just like don't want to, I have no motivation to even do the things I like. And that's what comes in the phases. But whenever I'm in one of those phases where I have zero motivation to like get up, zero motivation to like do the things that A, I know need to be done, and B, I want to do, but I don't. And it's like, it does pass. It comes back, but it passes. And I'm on stronger antidepressants now.
It just also like reminds me of like there was so much fucking wasted time when COVID wasn't around. We had no idea this was gonna fucking happen. Nobody did.
God.
And then
I know.
It did. And now we look back and we're like, fuck. like, we think we are, at least now, like, everyone has some sort of excuse being COVID or whatever. But, like, before then, like, it's just, like, we should have done more. And it's, like, when, once this shit is done, I want to fucking go out and film shit again. I'm too anxious to go out and vlog in a public setting or, like, out and about. I legitimately am too anxious to do that. We could film stuff here, but, like, I like going out to film vlogs. I like going on little adventures or, like, taking a road trip where we don't know where we're going. I want to go back to, like, not go back to Area 51, but do something like Area 51 where we go out and fish. We can do that. I think after...
It's not even hard.
I want to do that fishing vlog. And we can actually get away, and that doesn't have to be... Ugh, I just want to get out. I want to do something. But right now, we are preparing because there are Thanksgiving plans on the menus. And so after Thanksgiving, I think you and I will be a lot more free since we're also not going home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The war on Christmas has begun.
And it's winning.
It is winning.
They kept their... See, this was the one chance for my father to convert his California liberal atheist son back to the bright side. And they fucking... Their war on Christmas has prevailed because now that's not going to happen. So, those are my favorite comments. The ones I see that's like, California really got to them. It's like...
I mean, it makes sense as well. I mean, I wouldn't say it as like California got to me as much as I myself, I'm not saying the ideas I have make me more mature. I'm saying I, as a human, matured, and through that process, I got new opinions. I had new ideas. Certain things changed, just like things will change constantly because I haven't even been aware for that much of my life, like,
especially
like mentally, like aware, just kind of like understanding everything.
Yeah.
When you think about it, what you started understanding things when you were probably getting out of
high school.
Like around, I would say like middle school, like that entrance, you're aware of social dynamics and shit at least.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You get the basics.
You don't get the bigger picture beyond that yet. Yeah. I wish that like,
kids do now because of the internet, I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot, like kids are smarter, they're more mature. It's scary because they're still as psychotic and psychopathic as they were back in our day, but now they have the internet.
Yeah.
Because we were little psychopaths when we were young.
Oh yeah, dude, I was always killing neighborhood.
Oh yeah, and dude, that was the best. I'm kidding. No, but just like, I don't know, you go online and you like.
Oh dude, I think children having the internet is, I don't want to sound like an old man, but God, dude, it's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
I don't know if like, I regret the shit that I look like. I don't know. It would always be stuff like two girls, one cup.
Oh,
one guy,
dude.
One was a Mr. Hands or whatever.
Dude, I mean, I still watch that you stuff.
Know? I still watch this. But like, as a kid seeing that, like as an adult, like I understand like everything now, you know, not completely, but I understand a lot.
I didn't understand
more than
anything
I did
before two girls, one cup. But after two girls, one
no,
cup.
No, but like as a kid, when you see something that like that, it's like the concept of people eating their shit was insane.
It's like the concept of
what? I mean, it still is. I'm not saying like, well, but like, I can actually believe why people do it now. It's like, oh, it's the just a gross internet thing. But like back then, it's like, what? This is they like, did
that. Doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
Exactly.
It's like, no, that happens. It's happening right now. Right now, there's someone eating shit in a sexual deviancy.
Most of my sex
and he's
ed
sitting right here.
I think actually all of my sex ed was from porn. Like I did have sex ed in high school. But like in terms of understanding like the anatomy or whatever, like and it being like kind of showed like this is what sex is. Porn 100%. Of course they're not going to show a porn in a class, but
so they should start doing, man. Just teach them teach them the right way.
But they just show you like a black and white drawing of like this is a penis, this is a vagina. And so like I feel like as a kid, like I didn't understand any of that. Or maybe I was just repressed in terms of knowledge that I gained from our education system, and I don't think I really ever had the talk with my parents.
My dad, yeah, so I don't remember ever having the, oh, maybe I did have the talk. Maybe I blocked it out, but I met my mom. I might have, dude.
It was more than just a talk then, wasn't it?
No, I feel like, no, I feel like it was, I feel like they made my sister go upstairs and they sat me down at the kitchen table. And they were like both on one
Sam
side.
Sam, explain to him what you know.
To make the other kid do it. No, but I learned most of my sex ed shit from Wikipedia. I would just like,
you'd look up terminology?
Yeah, dude, all
see,
the time.
See, for me, it was just visually. Just,
and then I'd click the pages. I'm like, what is this? And then I have to clear the history because I'd be scared. And one time I forgot. My mom was like, I saw you looking up clitoris on the computer. And I was like, ah, shit.
See, like.
She wasn't mad.
Oh, dude, I remember having to sneak, you know, watching porn because we had a computer room at my dad's
Same.
Place, and I would have to like open my door quietly, kind of tiptoe and hope that they all fogey asses wouldn't wake up.
Dude, I had the same thing, but the room with the computer was the room above my parents' bedroom, and the floor had like this issue that nowhere else in the house had. It squeaked. It squeaked so
Does
bad.
Does that mean it would be like...
So if I wanted to go diddle my dandies, I'd be like, oh, shit. So I'd have to like sneak down the hall and slowly open the door and turn the light on. And I remember I learned a path around like the edge of the room exactly where...
Like where it wouldn't
like
creak.
Where to do it and move. In fact, actually, I still remember it in my head, the path. Like I could still like play it out. But then I'd get on the family computer. My mom's listening just, oh, no, son.
Well, the thing is, I bet you... That just because we were children, we thought we were smarter.
They
know.
Knew.
They know exactly what we're doing. Like when I have my door closed and my mom opens it, I'm like, "Hey, I'm not nope." And you know,
hold on.
Yeah.
No, but my thing was
my mom. It annoyed the hell out of me, and she would do this.
Okay. Tell me if this is a knock or not.
Okay.
Right? Oh wait, Matt. Jackson ruined the. I was. Hold on. That wasn't it. Let me restart. Hey! Like, just like knocks and then just like busts in because she's like, oh, I knocked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a warning that I'm coming in. It's more of like the warning that I'm coming in, not like, can I come in?
I did that to my parents when I was a kid all the time. And my mom used to be like, son, you have to stop just coming in. That if you're just knocking, you have to wait until you get a response. And but I would be upstairs and I remember every now and then like, it might squeak and suddenly I see my phone start vibrating. It says like home calling. I'm like, and but back then, dude, there was no incognito mode. So this is what I did.
You had to clear the history.
Well, yeah, but my dad, I didn't know how to clear specific items. And my dad would know if
it all got cleared. And my mom would check if see if it got cleared, and I'd get in trouble. So I realized if I downloaded like another browser like Firefox, I could clear that history and it doesn't affect Safari. So that was my little strategy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just cleared history because I don't think they paid attention
my
to that.
My mom had a
I had two separate households to maneuver here. I did. It was like level one and level two.
I just remember I got grounded once for
looking at porn.
Well, my mom.
Is that what you're about to say?
Well, okay. I don't know if I've told this story, and I'm not trying to throw my old man under the bus, but
I know exactly what story because you told me.
It was like
wrong for that one.
It was like eighth grade, and it was a Sunday. I remember it like yesterday.
Were the birds chirping?
I went to the beach for a church youth group excursion, and they were offering baptisms. And
you got baptized.
I got baptized in the ocean. I remember I felt so good that day.
So if this was a film, let's picture this as a short film. It would start with kind of like the sound of water in a black screen, and then just and then it would cut to you just like coming out of the water, and then like the title of the movie would play with no soundtrack. As there's a wide shot of like the pastor and you silhouetted with the backdrop of the sun and other people watching you.
Like a Kendrick Lamar music video.
So that's kind of like how I'm picturing this starting out.
And I was feeling great, man. I went home. I'm like, God, I saw my friends at the beach. I got rebathed in the Lord's juices. And I get home and my dad's in the living room and I sit down in the living room. My mom comes down the stairs ever so cunningly.
Why would you say that?
Dude, she stops and she looks like and does that thing with like one arm on the banister and she goes, "So, does anyone want to tell me why the history is cleared?" And I was just like, "Uh-oh." My heart just like and my dad looks, he's like, "Son?"
Oh.
And I was like legit, it wasn't me.
You were gone.
Yeah, but also like even last night I had and I was like, "Yeah, that wasn't me."
So you're being truthful like wasn't you?
And my dad's like, wasn't me? And then my mom is assuming it was me and I'm lying. So she goes, "Well, your Aunt Liz has a friend that works in computer engineering and he can get everything from the beginning of time back. So unfortunately, that's what I'm gonna have to do." And I was just like, Hitchcock zoom into my face.
I doubt she would actually go to those lengths and she's just trying to threaten the information out of you.
And then, like I said, Hitchcock zoom into my face. It was me. Because I was like, what fucking kind of shit was I looking up in eighth grade on the porn side of the internet?
Yeah.
So it's like, God damn it, that's too embarrassing. Like an eighth grader having his mom look through the history and seeing everything. So I said it was me. And she's like, "All right, go to your room." And it started my like 2 weeks of being grounded. But I was sent up the stairs. And I just remember walking up the stairs thinking like, this was 100% my dad, and he's letting his son get marched up to his room right now, and he knows that I just took that fall for him, and he's just, I'm like.
He never said thank you or anything.
Never did.
Okay, let me throw this theory out there. Is it possible that it's who you would most likely not suspect? It have been Sam?
Could have been
watching. She
had her own
like
computer,
her bestiality videos or whatever she watches.
She had her own computer to watch those on. She had a laptop, so you know, it couldn't have been her.
Yeah,
maybe my mom just did it on her own. She was like, "Oh, this would be funny to really fuck with them. See if I can get a confession."
Your mom's just a sociopath. Hey, so she's just like
she's the real enemy in this one instead of my dad. But I never talked to my dad about that. But I don't think he remembers it. But it's like. Dude, you owe me one, Dale.
He does. Technically, you owed him one for him pumping his seed into your mom that one night.
Yeah, I know, but it's just
because they only had a daughter, you know, and now they had a son.
Well,
they had prospects finally.
They were
furious
that they had a girl. My dad said, "God damn it!
What are we supposed to do with this?
How's the
family name going to go on? None other that. Like you're essentially being cucked by another family."
Exactly. So when the ultrasound and it showed that I had a male genitals, then I, my they were ecstatic, man. They said finally
we can cut those off if you want
something to replace. Those are the California doctors. What is that? Joe Biden's chief of medicine.
Yeah,
I'm ready for my mandated estrogen.
They come to your house and like do one of those like it looks like a nail gun except it's used to like inject estrogen into like your neck.
No,
it has like the Biden White House logo on the side. Dude, one of my favorite things.
You have to get sized for your bra.
All men must report for bra sizing.
But my favorite fucking thing, dude, is there's this one picture that I've seen because there's like a lot of people where this is not a meme. This like fully serious thing where it's like men in the future. Have you seen that picture? It's like the graph of like men in the 50s, men in the like 80s, men now. And it's like men in the future. And it's like this like really feminine like, yeah. guy with breasts and like really small. And it's like guys in the 50s were like ripped. And I love that getting passed around because it's so fucking funny. Oh, God. This one's weird. Oh, no, that's what men like might look like on other planets. Okay.
You know, back in the old days, back in the good old days when women didn't have birth control and we could smack them around because they had no function over their livelihoods. Well, we could pump a seed into them and they could do nothing about it.
Sorry. I've seen unplanned or no, not unplanned.
It's the most god-awful. I've said that twice so far. Pump a seed.
Pump a seed? That's better than... I think my least favorite euphemism for sex is getting all up in those guts. Like, that's... Like, when someone's like, yo, I got up in her guts. It's like, ah, that's gross. Or tickle your belly from the inside. Like, ooh. Like,
what about tickle your tummy? Yeah, okay. I was about to say tummy.
That's one.
And tickle your tummy from the inside.
Just the thought of... just, like, something about, like... It's guts, I guess, is the thing. Like, the thing about
Eve
something
will tickle
up in
your tummy from the inside.
Eve can definitely tickle the tummy, dude. Did I bet Eve rips his Unis Honest shirt off, exposing these. He's ripped, dude. So I'm sure he is. Flexes and goes poosh, like a balloon popping. And he, dude, from the back, from the front, from the top, from underneath, from the bottom, he is tickling that tummy. And dude, it's crazy. And
he's got dimples on his dimples.
He has dimples on his dimples. Really?
Yeah.
And he, dude, have you seen his ass dimples?
Yeah.
I saw him on a subreddit, r/ass dimples. I don't know if that's a real subreddit, actually. No. I guarantee it is. That sounds like a subreddit. r/EvePeen.
EvePeen?
Yeah, it's for drawings of crank gameplays penis.
Okay, I submit to that on the daily.
Yeah. I'm going to get a fucking text.
Did you talk about drawing my penis?
Why is there a subreddit? Oh. Hey, man. At least it's big.
True.
All the drawings. Huge penis, man.
Yeah.
Uncircumcised, too.
I think it's all strange, though, that, like, yes, it's big, but it's, like, always, like, two times the size of, like, how he's drawn in the photo. Did he know that we were talking about him?
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt's dad,
my dad
was
just
paging him.
Not Eve. But I, yeah, that is weird. And I mean, we got a little product that we're sponsored by called Manscaped. Ever heard of it, Eve? So
come on.
Yeah. He needs some of those ball wipes. I'll tell you that. But yeah.
Maybe a ball towel with the size of those things.
Or maybe a basket ball hoop.
We're just talking about Ethan's nuts and balls.
Just a ball hoop to toss them in, like, 'cause they're sizes of basketballs.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm sure he doesn't mind. If I was Jackson, I want to talk to myself. Imagine having a conversation with that guy 24/7, right?
Yeah.
100%. Talk about cowboy music and a cocktail with a bunch of ingredients I have never heard of and can't pronounce.
Like the milk of a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love that in a cocktail. What would that be called? A white Australian. That would be awesome. Yeah, a white Australian. It's just a white Russian, but instead of the cream, it's the milk from a kangaroo.
Okay.
White Australian.
We had kangaroo jerky.
It wasn't just jerky, Ryan. It was sausages.
And sausage.
And it was fucking good.
Did you know that sausages are made from the penis of the animal?
What?
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Come on, dude.
You thought you ate a penis.
Yeah, I did, dude. I thought I was gay for a second.
You're
Jesus.
Done. You're done. Canceled, sis.
I remember believing that when I was a kid.
What?
I was like, it's the weed.
Oh yeah, where you'd be like,
like someone would tell you that and be like, did you know it's actually the wiener?
And then you'd be like,
dude, it's a freaking wiener.
Are you really eating? Are you eating the glizzy, bro?
That's what the Fortnite, that's what the kids say now. They're like, bro, you macking on that glizzy? It's just.
Are you eating that hot dog to, are you macking on that glizzy?
See, that was men in the 50s and this is men in the future.
This is literally men in the like 90s versus like two decades later.
Hey, are you eating that hot dog? Wow. That resembles a phallus. You must be a homosexual.
Hey, yo, he macking on that glizzy. Gay. Except it's them mimicking the Parks and Rec. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kim Jong. When he's like, gay.
Community, the community yeah. meme.
And then also, and then one of them pulls their phone
Kim,
out.
Wait, what? Is his name Kim Jong?
Yeah.
Like Kim Jong Un?
Not the same, but. And then one of the kids pulls his phone out with a soundboard of memes and plays the bruh sound effect.
Isn't he also a doctor, technically, or some shit?
Kim Jong.
See, look, Kim Jong. It comes up with Kim Jong.
No, not with a U, with O E.
O E N G?
Yeah.
Kim or Ken?
Ken. Sorry, I'm so dumb, dude. Not fucking Kim. His name's not Kim.
Ken Jong.
Kim Jong. Kim Jong. No. No. I don't know why I thought his name was Kim. Ken.
Dude,
okay.
Get this. He was born in, wait for it, 19. Hold up. Yep. 69.
My odometer is.
Whoa. He went to the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
What?
That's where my stepmother's from.
Chapel Hill?
Yeah.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's where my mom's from.
Seriously? Do you think they could have been two best friends?
best friend.
Two mom best friends. One's a stepmom. One's an actual mom. Well, you could never be a real mother. How could you say that?
Your stepmom's going to listen to this and be like, God, my stepson's so funny. And then you make that comment. She can never be a real mom.
My dad's stepmom will never listen to this.
Yeah. Well, my parents will. No, my dad won't.
My mom will.
My mom will. Our mom should just start having parties where they listen together.
His spouse is Tran Ho.
What?
Is that another actress?
Tran Ho?
She has an IMDb page.
She's a YouTuber.
Dr. Ken. Tran Ho has been married to Ken Jong since September 2004. They have two children.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, guys.
Look how happy they are together. Hold up. This is them at a Citibank convention or some, I don't know, some thing. Some carpet event.
Beautiful couple.
Very beautiful couple.
I bet their children are beautiful as well.
I'm not gonna look up pictures of their children.
No, I wasn't expecting you to. I was just thinking about how I called him Kim Jong instead. So that, I feel stupid. I feel very stupid.
I'm gonna go smoke up. And then we'll continue this conversation.
Ad reads?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a good time for him?
Okay.
I got to take a leak, so.
Yeah. We'll meet you back here.
This leak / illegal drug break is brought to you by.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Eduardo.
Dude, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Dude. I love that you called out that reference.
Of course, man. I know that reference.
It's in the trailer.
Mark!
It is. That's what I remember it from. Sorry, we're back, but I was so... It made me actually happy because I just was coming back to the podcast room and I was doing a very aggressive walk and I just went, Mark! And then Matt went, okay, Eduardo. And I was like, okay, it's from the trailer. And that's exactly, because as a kid, when you watch trailers, you just know them for like those trailer moments, which I was disappointed because I remember the live action Garfield movie cut out some of those trailer moments. Anyways, it's not a gripe, but...
Right. No, dude, I watched it kind of recently again. It's a good movie. I
still
like
good?
It. I do like it, yeah.
I think it's just a well rounded. It's nothing like mind blowing, but it's a good movie. And actually, the director said he wants to.
Fincher, right? It's Fincher, right?
David Fincher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so.
Isn't that who directed the same? He did Zodiac.
Whoever made it said they're making a sequel to it with the same actors. Is his name
David Fincher? I might be getting the first name wrong. I don't know. I'm high, so. I mean, I'm epic.
Dude, I'm so epic right now. That's the new euphemism. That's what those Fortnite kids would be. That's what those Gen Zers would be saying. Those TikToking freaks.
Dude, I'm so epic right now after boofing that Kush.
Yeah, Fight Club, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wants to make a sequel with the same actors about like what happens after that movie, because I would say a lot more has happened since that movie than before that.
Yeah.
You know, with all the. Became like a fucking world power.
Yeah.
And I like Jesse Eisenberg. I ain't got nothing against the man.
No, I like him in roles. There's this one movie he was in.
Was it the one we saw together in theaters?
No.
American Ultra?
That one was bad.
That wasn't very good.
Did we walk out of that?
No, we watched it.
Did we watch the whole thing?
I think we did, yeah.
Because it had Joel McHale in it, right? As like the big bad kind of like.
Oh, yeah. And I love Joel McHale.
Of course.
Ooh.
Miscast, I think.
It's not necessarily his fault. It's just not a good choice.
It was a movie called, and it was the one that I'm talking about that I remember. It was a movie called like Adventureland. Had Kristen Stewart in it. And it might have had Rainn Wilson as like one of the.
The logos that like the around the globe, Adventureland. Thing.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but it was like, I always
it reminded
wanted
me of Zombie because it was like, Zombieland, he's in Zombieland and Adventureland. And I watched Adventureland with my dad. It's not really a movie a teen like boy wants to go see with his dad, I guess.
What's in it?
It's just kind of like a moody teen movie where it's just kind of like just a teen movie. So like there's underpinnings of fucking holy shit. Ryan, not Gosling, McGee. I think Ryan Reynolds is in the movie as like Kristen Stewart's boyfriend or some shit.
I can see him on the cover like in my mind. Dude, Burt Reynolds
some buff
was in
guy
it.
Is. Burt yeah. Reynolds was in Adventureland?
Nah, I'm just fucking.
Dude, I was like,
he's in Boogie Nights, which I watched this weekend again. Dude, Boogie Nights has got to be.
Never seen it.
It's got to be in my top 10, honestly.
Sorry, never seen it.
Well, I think you should watch it. I think it's.
Oops.
It is in my top 10 movies, I think. Boogie Nights.
Oh, I forgot to watch it again just now.
Come on, man. Give me a fucking break here.
Dude! Ow, that's my leg, man!
You know what I'm saying? You like those mouth Foley?
No, it's so good, though. You know what it's about, right?
Yo Mama?
It's about in 1977. It's about the San Fernando Valley and...
Your mom from there?
Nope. That's the valley up north of LA.
Is she the valley?
Oh my god, no, she's not, dude.
Is that her nickname?
That's not her nickname. But it's about a famous porn director and he meets Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, so it is about your mom, yes.
Okay, dude. And Mark Wahlberg and the
just being obnoxious.
The protagonist has a huge penis. Stop. Don't do that one. You're gonna say, is that your mom too? I literally set that one up for you. I said the protagonist.
I would
has
never
a huge
say
penis.
That about you. I would never say your mom has a penis.
Well, thanks, man.
Unless she wanted one.
Well, if my mom wanted a penis,
then I'd praise that cock to the ends of the earth.
On my hands and knees, man.
On my hands and knees, brother.
Dude, I was just eating these wrap snacks.
Yeah.
Sour cream with a dab of ranch. Migos edition, dude. Right here, dude.
They were good. They were good.
Dabbing is a lifestyle.
I don't think they mean dabbing. I think they like dabbing like cartridges or like dab pens.
Oh.
The first time I ever.
Dude, I'm so stupid. I literally, this sounds dumb. When I read that, I thought they were literally talking about like dabbing. And now I'm like,
well,
oh,
maybe
like,
they are. I don't know.
Like weed dabbing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's definitely what that is.
Okay. Dude, the first time I ever did a dab, like the wax. It was like off of a broken wine glass bottle, and we heated up a kitchen knife over the stove and shit.
You in a crack house?
No, college students. That's the best I could explain that one. Just college students.
You know, just the boys.
Well, this was in my deep the Dark McGee saga.
The Dark Ryan saga.
Oh, it does play out like
a dark Ryan lore.
It does play out just like a pitiful, like, just try hard soap opera. Like, yeah, let me guess. He shaves his head next. Yep. Cool. Does he smash stuff with a bat, perhaps? Yep, there he goes.
There it is.
Let out that pain, brother.
I never thought about how it kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And now
your life really do be a movie, bro.
And then now it's like. And then it's like 5 years later. And then it's like now I have like a bigger beard and long hair.
I can see how you've grown. I love that, dude.
I get emotional sometimes thinking about like if I like look in the mirror and I have this thought, like I just picture kind of like because I'm still me. Like when I was a kid, it's not like a separate person. That was still me.
That's weird. It's
and I'm just like, God, I'd still like think to this day if. Like middle school Ryan saw like me, he'd be like, whoa, it would send fear down his spine. I think I've said this sentiment before.
Oh, same with little Matt, except he would just be just enamored by the fact that he was a YouTuber. So, and knew the guys from Smosh.
True. That,
no, legit, like if I was
you were recently on like Ian's stream.
Yeah. If I was in
or the Smosh grade, stream.
The 15
he doesn't year. Get full credit, the bastard.
That son of a bitch. have you ever met any of the other guys from Smosh? Like the cast guys?
No, I haven't met too many people. Everyone I meet is essentially through you.
Would you like to meet the president?
Of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
No, the other...
I met Justin and I's friendship blossomed.
I mean, you met Justin without me. Yeah.
Justin is a good old online friend you might know. He rest his soul.
Tragic.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into
the big poo-poo incident. Just make it so stupid.
It's like, it's funny because it's like that. Like, there's potential there for you to say like the big something incident, and it would be so actually funny. But then it's just like the big poo-poo incident. It's like there's potential for a joke, but just fuck it, man. The big poo-poo incident. But then it becomes a joke in a different way.
Yeah,
it's alt comedy, right?
Right. Yes. You know, man? I love it.
Did you hear something? I thought I heard one of the sounds from the electronic fart machines I have.
I didn't hear it.
And I saw Jackson walk in here while we were taking a break.
Oh, wait, I hear it right now. Wait, say something?
What?
Yeah, I hear it too.
I'm the one editing
just
this.
Just an annoying fart sound. Shut up, dude. Are you flirting with me?
Maybe a little bit.
Are you like? Shut up, man.
I'm scratching the back of my head. I'm like, come on, man.
God, I see those like the red anime blush popping up on your cheeks.
No, I just have rosacea.
There's this kid I knew back in like high school who had always just kind of like red cheeks.
I think it's like a thing with like your cheek with the blood. But yeah, I don't know if it goes away, like as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
It might, because I saw that kid not too long ago. He didn't have it anymore.
Well, maybe they just grow beards.
It's right here, man.
That's how a lot of people like me deal with not having to keep up with any kind of like, oh, do I look good or not? Not the beard. It's just have
grow
a beard.
Cover my weird jawline.
Yeah, I don't.
Be beautiful.
When's the last time I went completely clean shaven?
Coincidentally, the same week I had my mustache.
Was that like this year? Or last year?
That was earlier this year.
I don't think we... Did we film anything? Oh, yeah. The recent drunk drawing came out. I was more clean shaven than usual.
My hair is so much shorter.
Yeah.
Let's see how much time passed.
I mean, I still have like my...
Your beard looks good.
Shadow.
Thick, actually. With the hair and the beard combo, the long hair with the full beard.
I just said, fuck it. I'm letting it all grow out.
Let it all grow out, bro.
Maybe I'll cut the hair and just like be the big, big bald beard man.
No, dude. You should start the big bald beard man. What you should do is start... From this moment, never shave again and start taking biotin every day. And then over super mega, like 2 years in the future, like you're just so hairy, like to the point where it's like actually gross. And every time
I have enough hair,
just take it off and it's just like.
I have more than enough hair.
I have my body hair, bro. I'm literally like we're kind of that the Chad and the beta meme. Like,
well, we are just the classic. I mean, Matt and Ryan from, you know.
barren as twink.
I mean, it's so fucking, like, this is why we live in a simulation. Because you and I are just another one of those. Like, that's placed in the world, so they just work.
I got
the tall one and the big one.
Well, we're placed in the world by a secret society that picks these things from birth, put them together, make them happen.
But they don't tell us because we need to feel like we've earned it in a sense, so then we can also feel like we didn't earn it ourselves. You know what I mean?
What if we were like put into this position,
like we're plants
by the Illuminati, but we don't even know. Like, they just pulled all the strings for it all to work. And Markiplier was in the Illuminati, and that's why he hired us. It's not a bad theory.
Shit. Well, he didn't like you at first, so. In fact, if I remember, he had to be a little bit coerced into
yeah, the Illuminati guys came to him and they're like, seriously, man, you're going to get a lot of money if you just hire this guy. I know you don't like him, but please. And
you just pushed his buttons from the get-go.
Pushed a few. Yeah. Oh, because the first time we ever hung out, I kept doing the like, holy crap, are you Markiplier? Yeah. I did it like 12 times in one day. And then when he was leaving,
and you yelled it from the fucking balcony. Third floor of the balcony at him as he was walking. He didn't even turn around.
On a public street.
Dude, you press some of his buttons, dude.
I didn't know.
I
thought I was being a little clown. Well, it worked out still, so. Dude, what if I hadn't been, annoying that day? He might have just forgotten about me and never hired me. So what I was doing was I was trying to get his attention. Human.
It was good reason he was annoyed. It wasn't just like, damn, Mark's being uncool. I guess he could have just went along with it. But I can understand how the same joke literally 12 consecutive times
like
a
brand
in a
20. New person you just met. Like, literally to me, I was just y'all's scrawny little friend with zero subscribers.
How old
were
you at this point? You're like 19. Yeah.
I'm this 19-year-old weird kid who has a YouTube channel with like, we had like 3,000 subscribers maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like this little kid. It's like, hi, Markiplier.
Now you're a blonde dude.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Can you ever like reach back in time to that feeling like you just like clearly tried to envision you sitting in like your high school class and then you kind of like your heart just goes, whoa. Like,
yeah,
because it's
hard, but like you can, it's like it's a remnant, but like you can faintly through your neurons in your brain, like grab it for a second.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh.
And then right afterwards, it's followed by like this like 5-second feeling of just like, oh, it doesn't even have a word. It's just this weird, like nostalgic, but like weird, like whoa,
of like daunting in a
sense because in that moment you feel the comparison of right then and right now.
Yeah,
and that's what
you're
like,
holy fuck,
whoa. And then your brain just goes, well, back to the present.
I just had one of those. It was crazy.
What time?
I was thinking about like high school, just kind of like that vibe. And then sometimes another one that pulls me. There's this specific one. I mentioned it maybe on a stream or something, I think. I can't remember. But there's this one specific, like, Barney Christmas special or whatever. It was, like, 1993. It was on a VHS. And there's this specific, there's a snowman in it. And it's Barney comes down the chimney and his feet. Like, it's, like, that visualization. I can feel myself as, like, a toddler watching that. And it's just, like, holy fuck. Like, yeah. I don't have any memories really, like, I can't envision
like, can't think
a scene,
of a specific...
but I can, like, feel it. I can feel the vibe of that time.
Which is funny because memories, like, before you could really talk or communicate, are just, like, a feeling.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like, is that how, like, cats and animals are? But I found all of my, like, childhood things on YouTube. Someone had, like, burned all the VHSs in a huge fire. I used to watch Thomas the Tank Engine, like the old ones that were narrated by Ringo Starr and George Carlin. And
oh shit! I wonder if I still have that Barney VHS.
You probably
or if
do.
We sold them all.
Well, usually moms. I feel like
this is at my dad's. My mom, I think, keeps everything. I don't know. I don't know how much stuff that we have in our attic that is stuff from my childhood that I want to go back through next time I'm home. Like,
When I went home in this summer, I went through all my stuff in my room and I barely made a dent in like trying to do anything with it because I just got so distracted by it.
I went back. I still have
my, you know those, it's the simple, just black and white, looks like almost just.
The notebooks?
Yeah, the composition the marbled, notebooks. Yeah. And it was from first grade. And I was just like looking at this like time and place where I was just a moron. I was just like, look at this creature try to speak. It was just like.
I have ones too where I wrote
try to
stories.
Form sentences and thoughts.
I looked at ones from preschool and ones from a kindergarten. And like I'd write like twos backwards. I'd write these yep. backwards. And also I would confuse C's and K's all the time. And like, I mean, like sometimes I have to look at a word three times and be like, oh, I see what I was trying to say.
And there's, she would respond. And I always loved the pens teachers responded with. Because it was like colored pens. God. It was like a bright neon pink like, or a green or a blue. Just, it was, it was beautiful.
It really is like a the measly pencil, and then the words of God come down. Except for me, it would be like because I got a 19 on my biology quiz, and it'd just be like a. Did you ever do so poorly on a quiz or a test that like on the back the teacher wrote like a legitimate note?
Yes.
Like, ah, fuck. That's when you know. Dude, that's when it's like ah. Fuck.
One time I got like a blue penned essay on the back of one of my tests.
Because that's just like my mom cannot see this. If my mom sees that, she's gonna be so upset.
I think the teacher's point was that I failed so hard at like writing an essay myself that they will easily respond with an essay.
And they just want
and
you to
why
know.
I was bad.
I just remember like, oh fuck. Dude, I remember because I always
playing their adult mind games on us feeble-minded children.
No, it's bullshit, man. I used to always get great grades until middle school started. Like elementary school, because I mean the assignments like put the square in the other square, and then like middle school is like the Mesopotamians. It's like so I started actually being like, oh shit, wait, this is not that easy. And it was I remember I had like a my high school was in trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a main building, but then most of the classrooms
portables.
Those trailers.
The portables, right? Isn't that what they're called?
The gray beige ones?
Yeah, where they were just like outside units for single classrooms that like had like their own AC units
themselves.
Yeah.
Dude, those were my school.
They had like wooden stairs that led up to them.
Yeah, the wooden stairs, absolutely. And the doors, two doors.
Or sometimes metal ones, potentially. I don't know.
Dude, I just want to get one of those and live in it.
I had Spanish one class in one of them, and I just remember. Oh, dude. Me and this kid named Michael. We hung out like I think a few times outside of school, but we were more friends at within school. The class. And I just remember like drawing penises with like using a pen on his like test and like as the teacher started to come around to pick it up. So he would have to like come up with some drawing or like cover it up
as fast as he could. That's fucking genius.
I would wait till the teacher like started like picking it up, and so it was like a ticking clock as he
the action music starts
and like as
in
he
his
was
head.
As he like erased one, I would like. Like quickly just come over and draw another one. And sometimes, most of the times I would use pencil, but you know when you erase something in pencil, you still see the imprint. So he would like erase it, it would still be there.
And the teacher thinks like, maybe he just drew it and it was like, ah, maybe I should erase that. Dude,
you can't.
We have a challenge for you here. Those of you who are in high school, on your friend's tests and work, try to draw the most grotesque, realistic penis.
Don't do that.
And take a picture.
That could be sexual harassment, Matthew.
Then draw something else.
Like the time. Oh, I think I've told this before on the podcast. This is just like an influx of memories, like of times I got in trouble, which weren't that
write,
many.
Fail me.
What?
Write fail me.
Write
in
fail
ink.
You?
Like write the words like fail me.
Oh, please. Okay. It was I told you about the one where me and this kid drew like George Bush as a monkey. and we got sent to like the principal's office, and like we
That's
got
classic.
We got chewed out, and he told us that like we could be arrested for this, and this is a crime.
You told this in episode like 50 or something, or in some one of the big Let's Plays, and I just remember I think you told it in Pokemon or something.
Yeah,
and then just the fact like that. He told you, like, you can get arrested. And I'm imagining the Secret Service and, like, the FBI showing up to the school, like, putting you guys in cuffs for showing George Bush as a monkey.
Fox News is like, this is the picture that did it. Now, before we show this image, we want to warn all of you to remove the kids from the room.
There's any children in the room, you might want to take them out for this.
Anyways, so here it is.
And it's George Bush. I wish I could see that.
Me too, it's history, but you know, they just fucking threw it away. You know, he was like, this is my fucking shit. Because, like, back then, at least, because this must have been in middle school, maybe?
No. Oh, maybe for you, because when Obama got elected when I was in sixth grade for the first time.
Not Obama, George Bush.
No, I know. So, might have been in middle school, because I started middle school in sixth grade, and you're older
okay,
than me.
Yeah.
So, you were probably in eighth grade.
I was in, really?
Or when I was in sixth grade, at least.
So, I was still in middle school. But I remember it being like early, like when I was at, because I went to Crossroads Middle School in Irmo, South Carolina, which is like.
Represent.
It's like where before high school starts or before like true late middle school starts, it was the sixth grade. It was the first time out of elementary school. So they have Crossroads and it's the place where they get all of those students and just file them in for just that 1 year. And then they separate them to different like. It'll be like Chapin High School,
oh,
Dutch Fork,
that.
Irmo High School.
Mine was just straight middle school, same place, high school, same place.
Oh, sorry. They don't go to the high school. There's Irmo Middle and then because the middle and high schools are like usually right next to each other.
Your middle school at the same school was only 2 years?
So I did grades, you know, K through five or sorry, I guess one. Yeah. K through five at
little baby school.
Yeah. Little baby school. And then I went to Crossroads for grade six, and then I went to Dutch Fork Middle for seven and eight, and then, of course, high school.
Damn, that's a lot of changing. I went to the same school sixth through 12th, so like half of my schooling career.
Did your middle school, because
it was combined middle school and high school.
But did Crossroads do this thing where, I don't know if they still do it, they might still offer it, but I want to see if they you had some sort of program like this, where they gave parents the option to separate their child into like a single gendered section. So it's like just all girls. They do classes with all girls or they're like,
no, I don't. I,
it's like,
I
are there with all boys?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. They used to do that for something else too.
Or maybe that was a rumor. And now like I'm spreading lies about this middle schooler. It's like, we don't segregate. We never did that.
We're going to get some huge fucking letter from a lawyer.
For some reason, I remember where it's like, oh, that's why they're not having classes with me. Because my mom wanted me to be.
No, she said, I can't have my son around those females.
Because it's, you know, boys are getting to that age.
You just won't be able to help yourself. You're going to be out of control. So that's what they said at my school.
Look what happened to that beautiful boy, Brock Turner.
See, boys will be boys.
Look what they did to him in the media.
Well, my favorite
disgusting
thing about Brock Turner
motherfucker.
Is in a lot of law school textbooks, when it comes to the section about rape, they literally his picture is on the page.
Good.
So it's like, that's hilarious to me.
Good.
Maybe he shouldn't have raped a girl.
No, you know, he could have achieved a lot more in life if only his morals were straight.
He's always
but
going
he did
to be known
achieve
as that.
Something. He achieved being the picture for rape.
That's the pinnacle of his life, and the rest of his life is going to be a slide down from that event. Think about
yeah.
that. Like, even when he's 70, he's just going to be known as that famous rapist.
Yep.
He's literally like his title is famous rich racist. Rapist. Probably racist too.
You know,
I would not be surprised.
I don't know. You never talk to the guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Hear him out.
Yeah, I'll sit down with him. We'll get him on the Super Mega Cast next week.
Get him on 60 Minutes.
We'll get.
We finally hear Brock Turner's side. It's like,
yeah, I raped her. like, what other side is there? I'm a piece of shit. Well, next week, proud to announce Brock Turner guest on the Super Mega Cast.
No,
we're gonna finally hear his side, and maybe you know, open our minds a little bit. So, thank you guys for listening. Next week we will see you here, same place. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday, by the way. We have a crazy Black Friday sale going on right now at supermegashow.net, so go check that shit out. It's our first merch launch in ages, and we have a ton of cool new designs. These are my favorite designs we've ever done, and there's stickers.
Very epic. There's very epic. There's a tease. You know how much I love my black shirts. So I really had to, you know, put something in there for my cult out there.
You had to represent, man. You were like, what you're doing is you're leading.
Yeah.
You're leading the crowd.
True, like a true king.
Yeah. You put those black shirts. But we have a lot of cool designs. Go check it out. StreamMakerShow.net. And that'll be going through the weekend. So
yeah,
enjoy it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.